Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
Top of the morning to you, ladies. Welcome to How Hot.
Okay. What's that?
Look, I just really
what
like...
What did that say?
It said how hot, but we are rating it or hating it.
Yeah, rate or hate. New segment that we've got. So we both have a product that we've got to bring to the table today. I put mine on Facebook last night. It's these watches
Sneaking
made out of
in.
Your pet hair.
Yeah.
We know how much people love their pets. We know how much people are obsessed with their cats.
So you really like this product, though. This is something that you would endorse.
The watch itself is pretty cool.
You would wear that.
Don't you think?
Go and jump on our Facebook page, Hit 105.5. Have a look so that you can make a decision for yourself.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I think it's that investment where you love your pet so much.
So you would get fur off of Hercules and you would want to put that on your wrist.
I wouldn't mind if they made it look like that. And I think you being compassionate person that you are, you would actually do that if it were your pet. And I know you don't have a pet and I know you don't have a girlfriend, but I figured I was the next best thing.
Go there. No.
I made you a watch out of my hair.
No, I don't.
To put on.
You did too. Yesterday, guys, Jules was actually picking up hair from the floor, throws it over to my studio site and goes, "You want some?"
Yeah.
And I didn't, but thank you. That's beautiful.
What do you think? Sentimental.
Yeah, that's gorgeous. Similar
Can you
to
wear
the,
it?
To the fur watch. Yeah, I'll put that on
I
after.
I got that out of my hairbrushes
Lovely.
Last night.
Really nice. So, rate it or hate it. Yours is for pet lovers.
Yeah, I'm going to rate that.
I'm endorsing my product that I want people to rate
or hate. Oh, yes, you are this morning. Like, we've got Drew, our engineer, in filming as well. We will get this up.
Mine's a mankini. All right? Mine's a...
It is... Okay. And so, I saw... Oh, Joel!
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So this is a one piece.
Yeah. Well, because it's coming back in fashion. So for those that don't know, Borat brought it into fashion with the film Borat.
No, that was the mankini.
Yeah,
and
I know.
That was more of a joke.
Yeah, this isn't a joke. This you can actually wear this. I would say the most popular place to wear this is Diggers Beach because that's where the really cool people go on the Coast.
So I have seen this product and they did put male models in a one piece swimsuit that is very feminine, but they've put the masculine touches to it.
Yeah, it's in the shape of your body, so it's able to see all the wonderful things aesthetically that a man has.
Mm.
This goes at about $72, so very affordable.
And okay.
And as you can see in the video, you're able to be able to swim in it. You're very flexible if you need to go save someone.
How is that making you feel?
Oh, look, it's endorsed me as a man. I feel manly. I feel like I could take on...
So would you say rate for that?
I've lost all my dignity.
Would you say rate?
Would I say rate
Or would you say hate? Would you wear that to the beach?
I want people to rate it on 13, 12, 16. I don't know, but I hate it. But I need you to rate it.
My verdict right now.
What is it?
I reckon, yeah, that's hot.
Can someone who is...
Drew is like hammering you with the camera right now. He's not moving it.
You're about to get some very unflattering sides to my male body when we put it up.
No, it's nice.
Oh.
I told you. It's hot.
So you're a little worried at the moment.
Well, now I am. At first, I was annoyed at Robert, who's had an experience being abducted by aliens.
And we wanted to get him on the air.
And we've been talking all morning. So via Facebook Messenger, he was just at work. We tried calling his mobile, and then all of a sudden, he doesn't answer our calls. He was dead up for it.
Like, and now he's blocked your messages as well, which is really strange.
So I was like, oh, maybe he's just, not wanting to do this. He's had second thoughts about jumping on air this morning. And then you've said, what if the Secret Services got involved?
Well, they possibly could. They would be. The NSA as well. We're asking this on 13, 12, 16. On the back of the Yowie sighting in Bucca, Anthony on 13, 12, 16, have you seen a Yowie? Have you seen something else across the Coffs Coast?
Well, it's something to do with the Yowie sighting. There's always a bit funny this time of year. A lot of people are scared to going into the bush because there's a few people walking around the bush at night doing a few different things. So it could be that people are seeing things out there of long-haired people out in dark things, protecting certain things out in the bush. They usually do it about this time of year.
So you're saying that you don't believe it's a yowie, you think it's a hairy person?
I just think that at this time of year, it's interesting how there's a lot of sightings when people are scared to go in certain places. Well, especially deep bush.
Well, that's, I find it hard. I mean, some people like deep bush, but I find it hard to understand sometimes because there aren't enough photos, Anthony.
Yeah, I understand. I do. The best way I do recommend, if someone does believe that they've got Yarra sightings, you can now get those cheap as chip automated cameras that you can stick out in the bush now. And as soon as you get movement, they take pictures. So we should be able to get valuable sightings and pictures if people were really interested in it. But I do think that it's more that people are getting deliberately scared and the people are scaring them for certain reasons.
Okay. So, Anthony, do you believe that there's yowies there, yes or no?
I do believe there are certain animals in Australia that shouldn't be here.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go, Anthony. Thank you so much for calling us on 13 12 16. We don't really understand whether he believed it or not.
Yeah. I was a little bit confused. I think so, because if you didn't believe it, you'd straight out be like, nah. There's a lot of things out there that we haven't discovered yet.
Well, I know, but we need you to focus now. I know our existence is going to be to chase this, but I need your focus.
Yeah, you're fine. I do. I have to drop it because when you put too much thought into these things.
Yeah, you get consumed, you do. And that's your personality.
And you also go, well, what's the point? We're such a small part in this world, but we're not. We can make an impact.
Okay.
Chills likes nice things.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to sparkle on your birthday.
Sparkle on my birthday.
Sparkling is beautiful.
I feel like a fairy. That's so nice.
Sometimes she's off in her own little world.
Did that make sense? Am I making sense?
Wants everyone to be in her bubble.
We were dancing. There's coffee. I'm hyped up. I'm in this bubble.
Why? Because it's good for us.
It's going to be great for you and great for me and great for our souls.
It's time to put some light in your morning with Nice News.
Okay, and it's all thanks to Beds R Us, where the nicest way to rise is on a Beds R Us mattress. It's great to see the community come together for a lot of things at the moment.
It certainly is, and trust me, the community in Australia needs it.
Uh-huh, that's right. Now, this is happening right now, or very soon as well. You may have heard of a guy called Sebastian Terry. He is an inspirationalist, he calls himself. He's got a website. Basically, it's called The 100 Things List.
Okay.
And it's all about creating a list of 100 things to tick off your bucket list in life. And he's done some amazing things like chase a tornado. He's done the whale shark swim. He's saved a life. He's just basically...
He's just working his way down.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And he's doing really great things as well, raising so much money for charities and so on. Anyway, it's about living your life and helping out people as well. So this guy had a video go up, and it was a mission he wanted to do, and that was help someone that just so happens to be local here along the Coffs Coast and help relocate her to her sick mother.
Okay. Who's terminally ill.
Terminally ill. Yeah, that's right. So somehow it's all got back here to the Coffs Coast, and Brendo is...
Brendo?
Yeah, so he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah. He actually joins us on the line now. You may know Brendo because he took out Dance for Cancer last year in 2016 ahead of Tools. Brendo, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how you need help with the transportation this morning and today, yeah?
Yeah, so I got a call just yesterday from a friend of mine who owns like a building franchise down that way, and he said, look, it's a bit of a weird request, mate, but I know you live in Coffs Harbour, and he said the people that were originally going to help, they couldn't contact them, and they need a hand to load a truck up for a lady, and it turns out the lady's mother is terminally ill, and she's also got a broken leg too, so... She's in a bit of a spot of bother at the moment.
She's not in a position to be able to do anything.
No, so I know they've got a guy who's come up from Sydney who's picking up a truck this morning from 50 to head out there about 8:30, and I'm going to meet him out there and give him a hand, but it would be helpful if we could grab a couple of extra volunteers just to make light work of it, because obviously the driver, I think he's got about a 10-hour drive ahead of him, so... The quicker we can get it knocked over for him, the easier it's going to be for them as well to get on the road down there.
Okay, so looking into this, obviously Sebastian's doing these videos and it's his way of getting the message and putting people together, and what a great job he's doing. So yeah. Basically he's got everyone in touch from that end that he needs to do. Something happened here in Coffs, something fell through, someone couldn't do it. So you've come in and you've said, I'm going to help load up the truck, and that's purely what they need and what you need the volunteers for?
For sure, that's it, yep.
How many would you say, Brendo, that you would need?
Oh, mate, it's at the moment, I think it's just going to be my wife, Jen, and I, and the truck driver. And look, I'd say I haven't actually seen what we're going to be doing yet, but they said it's only going to take a couple of hours. And if we can get, you know, even three or four people that are willing to come and help, all it is loading up the truck. There's nothing else to do. Once the truck's loaded, they'll be out of here and on their way.
Oh,
so.
Bless. Well, Brendo, I mean, it's perfect timing, really. It's school holidays.
That's right.
So there's a lot of people around that can do the helping. And what a great thing to be putting your time to.
Yeah, well, it's out at Nana Glen. So if anybody does know anyone local or that can get out there this morning, that'd be a huge help.
Well, we can be the middle people for this. So we obviously have your number. If people want to call up on 13, 12, 16, we can then give them your number, and then that's how it can go forward. Tools, is that how we can do it?
Yeah, 100%. We'll get it up on our social media as well, just saying, look, really looking for some help, doing a good deed for the day, some loading at Nana Glen, a couple of hours, and then you're done.
That's all. Yep, correct.
Beautiful.
Brendo will do that.
Yeah, you're an absolute champion.
Thanks,
Brendo.
So much,
good
guys.
Stuff.
Really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Well done for beating Tools last year on a very important event. Okay,
I'll take you on again, Brendo.
Thanks, Brendo.
Rematch. And we won't get Denise Knight to judge it.
That's the second time she's mentioned that, Brendo. I tell you what, she's holding on to it. See you later, mate.
Thanks, Brendo.
See you guys. Thank you.